Shabbat, there's a rise in the Ra'or, whether the Vestas Lemei HaChodesh depends on the Bezin declares the Rosh Chodesh, or depends on the Moiler Halvana. So the Ra'or says logically it should depend on the Moiler Halvana. And the Rashba says, insists that it depends on the Kiddush HaChodesh of the Bezin, and he referred to the Gemara Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Gemara Lamed Chesam and Aleph, there's a Tesis there, Shippur Egor. So that's the Lashon of Gemara, that Kiyah Shefer, Bezin used to blow Shefer, and they would declare Rosh Chodesh. So Shippur Egor, that's how Rashi writes. It's 5 months from the bottom of the Daf, Rashi has. Shippur Shefer, she's talking about Bezin, the Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Kiyah Shefer on the actual Rosh Chodesh is Gorim the Riyasdam. Not that she's hearing the Tkiyah Shefer, she's in a different city. But it means that Makel Gaimer Alai, that's what the Rashbo quoted that Yerushalmi, that the rabbis control the whole world. So that was the Gemara Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Then we were learning the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Lamed Beis. Mishnah had presented the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that Af Yomim Vishoes Vestas, the woman has a Vestas Kavua, that every 65 days at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she has a Riyaz Dam. So you only have a Chayvas Prisha at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe half an hour before, but more than that, you don't have. We don't follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole Oina. Samach Levestim is the whole Oina. If it's in the middle of the day, the whole day is us. In the middle of the night, the whole night is us. So we have a, what's the definition of day and night? So the Chavis Das points out in the Ori Day, the Pesach Chumash quotes this Chavis Das. He points out that usually the Mishnah Megillah says that a Dovish and Mitzvah Sabayom, as for example, Tkir Shofar, reciting of Halel, shaking of a Lulav, so the Chatchidah shouldn't do it before Hanetzach Hama. But the Yevid, if one did perform the Mitzvah before Hanetzach Hama, as long as after Alos HaShachar, so the Yevid, that's considered Yom. And then Ashmash is in between the Shki and Seisach Rechav, it means Safi Yom, Safi Blad. What's over here? Let's say there's a Riyaz Dam. She's rogel to have a Riyaz Dam a half an hour before Hanetzach Hama. So that's Yom. So you should say that the Riyaz by Yom. So the Chavis Das points out for the Mishnah would appear not so. Because the Mishnah says, Hoysa Regilo Lirais Im Hanetzach Hama. Why is it Im Hanetzach Hama? The second white line on the Daf, on Samach Gimlan and Beis. The Muda Lias Roa Im Hanetzach Hama. What kind of Hanetzach Hama? Hanetzach Hama, way before Hanetzach Hama. Alos HaShachar is way before. From Alos HaShachar on is Din Kiyom. So that's what the Chavis Das says, that with respect to these Dinim of Vestoes, you disregard Alos HaShachar and Tzeisach Rehobin. It goes with sunrise and sunset. There's such a rivet on the bottom of the Rif, on the first daf in Pesachim. The rivet says also that early Abrosa both Kimus Lachomet to the Oran there. Why is it? So the Gemara says it means Lilo. So Lishne Malia Nokat. Instead of saying Lilo, so the Mishnah has a Lashon early Abrosa. Early Abrosa means the night before. Hayom Halachachar Alayla. So the night before you Dalet Nissen, you Duk Dikaschan. So why does the Mishnah call it Or? Lishne Malia, what does that mean? So the Ravid says that's what it means. That the minute after Shkia, even though it's Ben Ashmashas, even though according to some Tanoim it'll be Vadayom, according to Rabbi Yossi it's Vadayom. After Shkia, when it's still full of light, early Abbasar, when you get to Bedikas Chametz, it's already considered Laila. And then he claims that the Gemara in the first Daf there in Pesachim quotes a Mishnah in Nida, in the Lametz. There's a Machlokes Beishama in Beisilo. What's the Machlokes of the Isha? The Isha is Yoledes, and she has, let's say, every time the woman has a baby, she's mechuyev to bring a set of korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. What if she has an Eifel, a stillborn baby, also mechuyev to have a set of korbanos? What if it was premature, also mechuyev to have a set of korbanos? How premature? So the Mishnah say, not before 40 days. One Tana is of the opinion that if it's a Zachar, just like he made the malos of a zochah is 40 days, the malos of an ikev is 80 days. So the zman ibur, the minimum number of days that it should be considered a tzuras avlat. So if it turns out to be a boy, then you need 40 days. If it turns out to be a girl, you need 80 days. We don't pass like that. 40 days and 80 days, that's exeris akosim after the woman is yoledes. But as far as how long it takes for the tzuris avlat to be developed, everybody agrees that that's not 80 days, that's 40 days. And then the Rishonim say it's not exactly 40 days, a little bit more than 40 days. You have to look at the thing that came out to see if it has a tzuris avlat. It's tiny, the size of an inch by an inch, and you can see like a gingerbread man, tiny little like a teeny weeny little shape of a person. So that's that takes it. They show you in the books when you have a baby, you go visit the baby doctor. So they have, when you sit in the office, so they have books of what the Uber looks like at 3 weeks and 5 weeks and so on. So when it's around 43 days, 42, 43, 44 days, that's when you have a tzuris avlat. So the Gemara says 40 days is lav dafka 40 days. It means less than 40 days for sure now. And then you have to have a little bit more than 40 days. And that's the same whether the baby is going to be a baby boy or a baby girl. That's a nefel. So the din is that the woman has yimei tumah v'yimei tahara. If you can ascertain that it's a zohar, how can you ascertain? If you can ascertain that it's a zohar so young, probably can't ascertain. Then she'll have 7 and 33. And if you don't know whether it's a zohar and a kefir, so you go to chum in both directions. You have yimei tumah of 14 days, and you only have yimei tohar till the end of the malos of a 40-day malos instead of an 80-day malos. What if a woman has, let's say, twins or triplets? So she doesn't have to bring two sets of carbonates for the twins and three sets of carbonates for the triplets. Since it's all one pregnancy, so you only bring one set of carbonates. What happens? The Mishnah has in, the Mishnah has increases. A lot about this, the Mishnah has increases. That, let's say the woman had a baby girl, and Yimei Tohar is 66 days. So right after the 14 days of Yimei Tumah, the woman goes to Mikveh, and she's with her husband, she becomes pregnant again, if such a thing is possible. And then she loses the pregnancy within the 66 days, she becomes pregnant, and she loses the Uber, and the Uber was more than 40 days old. So then the din is that that you don't bring another set of karbana, since the second vlad was born within the melos of the first vlad, so it's not mechayv another set of karbanas. What if, let's say, the Mishnah goes further? What if you can ascertain that the woman had a girl, and then she has 80 days of a malos, and the last 66 days, and you make tohar. So she goes to mikveh after the 14 days, she becomes pregnant, and she loses a pregnancy, she has a nefel that was in a keva. Then she has another. So do you say that she has another 80 days? And if she'll become pregnant again, and lose and have a nafel within that second malos. Also, it's all covered with the carbon from the first one. But you say no. Whatever baby is born in this malos doesn't have its own malos. So that's a machloekus satanaim. Increases. Machloekus satanaim increases. The uber that's born within the malos of the woman has a baby or a nafel. And then she has a malos. So it's 80 days, 40 days, whatever it is. So sometimes there's a rare instance where a woman has twins and they're not born on the same day. Usually it's born one after the other. So the Gemara has a strange case that sometimes the twins are born apart from each other. So the second twin that was born within the melosa, alive, dead, doesn't make a difference. The second baby that's born within the melosa, the first baby, is not mechayv another carbon. But the shaila is, does it cause another melosa? You start counting another, if it's a girl, you count another. Since it was born within the melos of the first one, so it doesn't count at all. But he's saying, no, if it's a baby girl, it has another melos of 80 days. And if she'll have a navel within that melos, so she'll also be potter from another court. So that's a machalik satanoim in increases. So what's the machla? We were talking about the Ravid on the first daf of Pesachim, on the bottom of the rift, the Ravid. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over this Ravid. I think we said it over when we were learning Brachas, that the Mishnah says in Megillah and Daf Chof that L'chatchila, Dovah Shemitzvah Sovayom, you shouldn't shake the lulim, you shouldn't say halal, you shouldn't blow the shofar before Hanetzachama. So Rashi learns Pasha Pshat Zegzerim at the Rabban, that he may make a mistake and he may perform the mitzvah before Los HaShachar, in which case won't be yotzei anything. And the Sefer Haredim, it was the beginning of the period of the Achren, who lived in the 1500s, the Sefer Haredim, in his Pirush on the Yerushalmi, on the first daf in Brachas, seems to learn that that's a din d'oraisa, that it doesn't have a full din yom. The full din yom is from zricha to shkia. From alos ha-shachar till zricha is also a din yom, but it's not the full din yom. So just like he says there, that's what the Ravid says also on the bottom of the rift, the first daf of Pesachim. So the Ravid has it, there's a machlekes b'shama and b'silo, the woman had a baby girl, and she has malos of 80 days. So after 14 days, she goes to mikveh, she's with her husband, and when the 80 days are up, then she's able to bring a korban the next morning. A korban yoledes. She can't bring a korban yoledes till the 40 days are up. Ubim los he made tohara lebeno lebas tovi keves ben shtan sal yola. Then yona tohara lechatos. She brings the oil on the chatos. So she has to bring it the next morning. So there's machlekes bishamim bisil. If she would be makbil, she would have a nefel within the 80 days. She's not muchiv to bring another set of korbanos for that nefel, because it was born within the same, whether twins, or was a separate pregnancy later on. If the second blood is born within the melosa of the first blood, it's not machayv to bring a separate korban. What if she has a nefel the night after the 80 days are up, but she didn't have the opportunity yet, you don't bring the korban till the morning. So is that considered toch hamelos, or is that considered la'achar hamelos? The tumah of the tara purposes, it's no din of dam tohar anymore. The law of Dam Tohar is over, the melos is over, the 80 days. 80 day melos is up, but you can't bring the korban till the next morning. So that's machlokes bisham and bisil. That should be in the lamed somewhere. So that the Gemara quotes that in the beginning of Pesachim, because it says the lashon of the Mishnah is or the Shmonim. I forgot where the Mishnah is already. It's a mission increases. It's a mission increases. We have a psalm here. Increases, yeah. Increases in alias. It's not in Nida. Amapeles or lishmoyne viyechol. She has a nefel the night after the melos of 80 days is up, before she had a chance to bring the korban. So beishamay poitrim in our korban. Beishamay say, since you didn't have she didn't have an opportunity to bring the korban to the next morning, so it's considered as if the melos for korban purposes is not up yet. Well, besila mechayim. Amar besila beishamay. Why is it going to get to Tumah if she has dam the night after the 80 days and blows her up? The dam is metameh her. There's no longer a din of Yimei Tohar. So why shouldn't you say, since the melos is up, so it's up? B'sham is saying, no, the melos is up for dam Tohar. When you get to Chiyuv Korban, the melos is not up yet. So the Loshana Mishnah is, the Loshana Mishnah increases dam Zayin and Beis and the 80 is repeated is, Amapelis or the Shmoyne B'Echa. What does it mean, or the Shmoyne B'Echa? So the Ravid says, after the Shkia, even though it's still light outside, and maybe it's considered the Ben Hashmashes for other intents and purposes, then again, to this then, they still hold that the Melosa is over, period, and she's Chayv, Vada Chayv to bring a court. It's still in the Chayv. It's still lamachayv to bring a korban, because once it comes to shkia, so the melos is over, b'neget to dam ha'nida, b'neget to riyaz dam. If she'll have dam, the ben hashmash is following the 80th day, that'll be a suffix, whether it's dam tovar or not. But b'neget to the chiyuv korban, the ravid on the bottom of the rift thinks that the cutoff point is the shkia. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to like to say, that there are two dinim of yom alayla. There's one din of yom alayla that depends on Zricha and Shkia, based on the Pesukim and Parshas Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sun, moon, and the stars in order to determine when is day, when is night. So he said there's one determination that depends on the sun shining, the sun's not shining. That determination depends whether it's light outside or not. So true, there is a din from Alos HaShachar till Zricha is considered Vada Yom, but again, to some din, that Yom is determined by light. But there are other din, when Yom is determined by sunrise and sunset. That's what Chavdah says over here. The Pesach Shulah quotes the Lalocha that when you get to determining the Yom Aves says that the Zachar is Prisha, he's the Daik and the Rosh and HaMishnah and the Shulchan Aruch is like that. That it all depends on sunrise and sunset, and you ignore the extra time. Then the Gemara says that the Chi of Prisha is only that Ono. That's the way it says in our Gemara. The Ravon apparently had a different Girsa, so he has the Ono, Hasmuch of the Ono Sadez. But in our Gemara it says only that Ono itself. Why? So apparently determining the Vesas is established not by the whole day, but that Ono of the day, that either the Yom part of the day or the Laila part of the day. So in the Tshuva's Nadi Yehuda, there's a Machlekes, the Shoel, and the Nadi Yehuda. The Shoel apparently was also a Tamachach. So the Shoel was of the opinion that when you're determining a Vesas Haflaga, you don't say Haflaga of days, you say Haflaga of Onos. Let's say the woman has a Riyaz Dam every 45 days. But sometimes it's Bayom, sometimes it's Balayla, but it's always on the 45th day. You look at a calendar. So the Shoel holds, what do you mean, the 45th day? Days are irrelevant here. Mars says it goes with units of Oynas. So you have to figure out how many Oynas are there. Let's say last time she had a Riyah. She had a Riyah number one, Riyah number two. This is the 46th, this is the 45th day after that. That's day number one, this is day number 45. But here, the Riyah, the first time the Riyah was Balayla, the second time the Riyah is Bayom. So he says that 45 times 2 is 90. So it's a Haflaga of 90 Onos. And then you have to do a Haflaga of 90 Onos later. It won't always, sometimes it'll be Haflaga of, let's say, the Riyah was, the first time it was Bayom, and the second time it was Balayla, 45 days later. So it's not a half log of 90 onus later. It's 89 onus later. So then if you take 89 onus later, it'll keep on switching, yom bailo, yom bailo. That's what the Shoel thought, that you go half log of onos. And then the Yehuda disagrees with him. He says, no, you go half log of the days. Of the days. And then whenever the Riyah was last month, either by yom or balayla, so that's the oina that that you're choshish for. You don't have to be choshish for all 24 hours. Just chayshus with that on. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes this Tshuva from Nadi Yehuda, and that's what's accepted. Moshe Feinstein has a long Tshuva that he just calculates. Doesn't have anything new. Just says that we assume like the Nadi Yehuda that you don't go half log of Avinus, even though it's a sharp slug. Because you go half log of Avinus. So the accepted opinion is like the Nadi Yehuda. Go half log of days, then whichever the last diner was, that's when you have to have the preacher. The Mishnah in the beginning of the third paragraph, Amapelas Taticha, has a Machloikas Hatanoim. The woman is pregnant for 9 months, and then comes bouncing out of her body a fish. Kimin Dogim. So all the Tanoim agree that there's no din of Tumas Yoledes. It ripped out Dam from the lining, so it'll be Damanida. Okay, it'll be Damanida. But it won't be a Tumas Yoledes. What if she has a 9-month pregnancy? It comes out, bouncing out at the baby Bain, Chai Liyov. So that's a Machloikis Satanaim, Rav Meir Nechachon. So Rav Meir distinguishes between fish, Dogim, Hagog, Mishkotz, Mimosim. Even Rav Meir agrees that that doesn't count. Hashenikain, Behem, Chai Liyov, whether Min Tohar or Min Tomei is irrelevant. Has the Rav Meir holds. Rav Meir holds that has a dinner made to him of a tar. Do we pass on that? I don't know. I thought we don't pass on like that. I don't know. Either had the tzion on the Mishnah Chafal went up, they had the tzion on Rav Meir. So the Gemara has a suffix according to Rav Meir. The Gemara has a suffix according to Rav Meir that he holds. Here is a. Gimel Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the bottom. Boy Minera, Yirmiya Mirab Zera, Lirab Meir, according to Rameh's opinion, the Amr Behemah, the Meir. Oh, why does Rameh distinguish between Behemah Chai Behoif on the one hand as opposed to dogim shkotzim or masim. So the Gemara says it's based on psukim and parshas Bereishis. That by Adam it says vayivra lekim es Adam, it says bria, it says vayitzar Hashem lekim es Adam afim el Adam, it says yitzir, it says bria. And similar verbs are used in connection with behem chay v'yoyf, and in connection with dogim hachagavim, no such verb appears. So based on the psukim and Bereishis, the Meir declares that that's called a vlad, and this is not called a vlad. So the Gemara wants to know, according to Rav Meir, what does he mean to say? Boy menei, that's on Chav Gimla Meralov, six lines from the bottom. Boy menei, Rav Yirmi and Rav Zer, according to Rav Meir, that a behema, chai v'yoif, is considered a vlad, behema b'mei isho, vlad ma'al yahu, is considered a vlad, yahad yimeitum v'vatara, is it considered a human being? What if the father, the husband of the woman who gave birth to this behema, is mekabel kiddushin for the behema? What's the shayla? What's the shayla? Keep above your kiddushin mahu. What do you mean? He's going to live with the behema. The mainach kamina, the Gemara says, litzuri bachosa. No, he's not going to live with the behema. It's mishka behema. So this is a mishka behema. No, we want to know, is it a human being? And therefore, he's not, I'm not allowed to marry the behema sister, because the achos ishta, or not? No. The Gemara knows that if a woman has a stillborn child, that there is a din of metum of atar. Mishnayos are like that. So sometimes a baby is born and it's breathing and walking around with her, waving its hands for a while, then it dies, and we declare that it was an nefil all along. We declare that it was never considered alive. It's still going to have, if it does make a difference, it's going to have two masmeis anyway. But if it was alive and then it died, If a baby girl is born with the father's from Kabbalah Kiddushin, then the baby dies later, so she dies, so the husband is an alma. But if we declare that the blood was an Eifel, so the father was in Kabbalah Kiddushin for an Eifel, so there's no Tvisus Kiddushin for a dead baby. So that's where the Gemara raises a Shiloh over here. The Meimra, you mean to say, four lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amanav. Rabbi Yirmiyah is the character who they kicked him out of the Beis Medrash. Gemara says in Baba Basu that he was flaring ridiculous hakiris, he threw him out of the Beis Medrash. Here also, he gets Rav Zeira in the Shiloh. And the Gemara says he wanted to get Rav Zeira to chuckle, and he wouldn't laugh. Rav Zeira was so dead serious when he gave the Shia, he wouldn't laugh at all. Rashi says, because there is a din of brochas, Adaf Lamanal, the last line in Rashi. But the Boila Mazer, Oz him always called Pinul Shanenemi. Oz, when Moshiach will come. Now there's no Beis Hamikdash, the world is in a state of chukin, so you're not allowed to. The malis tokhmi means to have a very hearty lift. The lift a little bit is okay. So Rashi says, Rav Zeira machmoy, machma tvei. Rav Zeira was very machmoy, he wouldn't chuckle at all. He was dead serious, he wouldn't want to lift. Not only in the middle of the Shia, even not during the Shia. So the Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyah, the Gemara has three lines from the bottom. Amar Abacha Bayankev, Ad kan havi Rav Yirmiyah le Rav Zeira deichichov, le deichichov, ve loy gochich. He was trying to get Rav Zeira to chuckle and he wouldn't let it go. So what was the shayla? Yes, Rav Zeira, according to Rav Meir's opinion, that the Demus Behema is called the Vlad Ma'alya, and the mother has the Mektum of the Tara. Is it called a human being? Is it just called a Leda? It's called a Leda because in Parshat Bereishis, similar verbs are used. Yitziri by Yodam Rav Behema. Not by dogmas. Is it called a maisa, a leida, and that's all? Or do you say, no, it's a leida and a vlad. It's a vlad and it's a human being. It's a kiddushin atosim. It might not mean it can't live in the behema. It's an isa mishka behema. But it'll be kiddushin atosim, the mitzvah achos. It'll be an isa achos ishta. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The name, the chaya, you think that if a human being, a woman, gives birth to a behema, it's going to live. It'll live for a couple of days, it'll live for a couple of minutes, but it's doomed to die. So therefore, such a behemoth can live. Such behemoths exist. If a behemoth gives birth to a behemoth. But he says over here, it's going to be a nephil anyway. A nephil makes a mektum of the tarot. Okay, a nephil is going to make the Rav Meir. For Rav Meir's purposes, it's called a vlad. But for Kiddushin Tovsin, to say that it's an Issa Bachoysa, it's like a man has a baby daughter, and the daughter dies, and then it's Makabal Kiddushin. So there's no Kiddushin Tovsin on a dead body, so it'll be. So the chasam would be allowed to marry the sister. The kiddushin wasn't touched and it was dead. So here, even while it's alive, it's considered dead. This one is considered a nefil. The vlad is considered a nefil. So So the simple shot in this Gemara seems to indicate that that isn't that the machlekes or a mayor in the Rabbanon. The mayor holds that the vlad, that it's called a leida. The Rabbanon holds that it's not called a leida. Should look in the Rabbanon. I think we pass on like the Rabbanon. Hey, my name is Shamper Gura Locha Ches. It has a pun like another. No, it's incorrect. You don't pass them like a Meir. And the Mishnah is, and Chafalach Manalach, they have the letter Hey, and Rab Meir, Zachatation, Zachatation. We don't pass them like that. We pass them like the Rabbanon. Yeah, by the letter Vav. We pass them like the letter Vav. Kol Shema Mitzvah Sad, Main Order. That's how we pass them. So the Shaila is, a woman gives birth to a behemoth, if such a thing would be possible. And so the Rabbanon say that it's not called a Leida, it's not called a Vlad, it's not. So is there a Nisa Ritzicha that you're not allowed to kill that? Or you say, no. That's exactly what the Rabbanon said. It's not called the Vlad at all. Within Rav Meir, the Gemara is not sure. Rav Meir, the Gemara had a suffix. Should I say Kiddush and Atos and it's a human being? Or should you say, no, it's a behema, but it's called a lego? Then the Gemara said, no, there's no hakir, even if it is a human being, but it's dead. It's an eifel, even though it's walking around for a while, since it's doomed to die, so that's called an eifel. But within the Rabbanon, the Pashto says that there's no Yisr Yitzir. So I understand, if you look in Yerudeo, and this is quoted, they quote the Vav, the letter Vav, Kol Shem Rav Mitzur Asad, the main of Lod, quoted in Yerudeo, here it says, Kuf Tzad Dal Tzif Yidim. No, Tzif Gimel. Kuf Tzad Dal, Kuf Tzad Dal Tzif Yidim. So there, the Pesach Tshuva quotes, I think, Chavis Yoyer, he says, no, that even though we passed him that there's no Tumas Yoledes, it's not a Leda, but there's an Yisr Yitzir Yitzir Yitzir. How could it be an Yisr Yitzir Yitzir? So I thought it was a Pella. I thought even according to Rav Meir, the Gemara says that there's probably no Yisr Yitzir. It's a Nefel. The Gemara says the Nefel, it's about the Kiddushin and Atofsin, not a Sofik Chai Sofik Nefel. The Gemara says Kiddushin and Atofsin and a Mutta Bachoisa. So even according to Rav Meir, it's not a living human being. So I can say according to the Rabban, that it's a living human being. I don't know, but that's what the Pesach Tshuva said, that you should, of course, I think the Chavis Yoyer, that you shouldn't think that since it's no Tumas Yoledes, the Vlad is not called the Vlad. No, it's a human being, it's a Nisir Basir Zaha. Then the Mishnah has, the Perek begins with the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Rabban. The woman was pregnant for a long time, more than 40 days, let's say. And then a Chatichas Basa comes out. It's in Yeshim Adam, if there's a little dam. A Chatichas Basa doesn't have a Tzuris Vlad at all. Some kind of a growth. The thing is, let's say the woman was pregnant and then she loses the pregnancy and everything becomes liquefied. Everything comes out in the form of liquid. So Rashi and Chumash, in the beginning of the Isha Pisa Azmir, the older Zohar, so Rashi says, quotes from the Talmud, it's a Gemara in the spirit. Ki Tazriya, she becomes pregnant with some liquid, with the Zera Habal. The Yolda Zohar, even if the Vlad comes out like in liquid form, there's also a din of Tuma, yes. This din only applies if we can possibly assume that there was a Tzuras HaVlad. There was a Tzuras HaVlad after 42, 43 days, and then it became liquefied. But if all along that we know that, how can you ascertain, I don't know, it's not a grandma. If you can ascertain that there never was a Tzuras HaVlad, the whole thing was in a liquid form or just a chunk. There was no Tzuras HaVlad from day number one, so then there's not Tumas Yoledes. So that's what the Mishnah talks about. The woman gives birth. If the woman gives birth to Tzuras Behem, so what does the father mean? She had Tzuras Behem, even if it comes out liquefied, there's also Metame. The answer is no. If it comes out in a liquefied form, we have to be choshish, then maybe there was a Tzuras HaVlad after 42, 43 days, and then something happened, came liquefied, but it comes out in a Tzuras Behem. So that's what it was. And never had a Tzuris HaVlad of another. So that doesn't count. It comes out in a Chaticha. Chaticha doesn't have a Tzuris HaVlad. It comes out in some other shape. clearly not a tzuras avlad. So never had a tzuras avlad. You don't assume that maybe had a tzuras avlad after 43 days, that inch by inch, and then it developed to become a chaticha stam. Then it developed to become a bein. No, it's not going to switch to become a bein. It was always a bein. So you assume it never had a tzuras avlad. So the Mishnah says, in Yeshi Madam, if when this chaticha came out from her inside, it rips out part of the lining and dam comes out. So it ripped out dam, so she became a nidam. Maybe you know a dam, if there's no dam with it, then. Rav Yudah disagrees, make a chubay kach tmeo. Rav Yudah says that the woman is tmeo even if we don't see any dam coming out. Why? So the Gemara wants to know, my time with Rav Yudah. Why should Rav Yudah say it? That's the first line in the Gemara. So the first one says, Amar Rav Yudah, Mishmolatim Rav Yudah, L'chaticha Shadal Minit Dam. If the chaticha that came out from inside of her body, this is not chofal from her. If the chaticha that came out from her body is reddish, one of the four colors, he said there was a Mishnah earlier, Yud Tesamad Aleph, Chamisha Domim Tamei Misha, there are basically four, Domeha, Domeha, the Gemara says really four colors, and Shachar is Adam Hu El Shalom. Shachar is a fifth color, but basically we assume that it was red and then it changed to become black. So the Dalad Minadam. So the Gemara refers to the Dalad Minadam. So the first Mandam, Amr, Abudah, Shmuel, Shmuel finds Abudah only. You have to know what. We don't pass like Abudah, but we have to know Pshat and Abudah in order to know what the Rabbanan are disagreeing about. So the first suggestion in the Gemara, Amr, Abudah, Shmuel is that Abudah only applies it, only says she's Benkech, Benkech, Tmeya, if the Chatitha itself has the Mara of Dam. So I say the chaticha is a chunk of dam. It didn't come out in liquid form. It doesn't have to be liquid form. If dam comes out in a solid form, it looks like a piece of flesh. It doesn't matter. Since it's a maridamin, it's a maritamin, so that itself is dam. So what's the machloekis? The Rabbi Yudah says even if the dam comes out in a solid form, a chaticha, the Rabbanan say no, dam has to be in a liquid form. Dam as a solid form doesn't count. You have to see it's not always so. The next line in the Mishnah says, "My palace can be klipa to minsari to minofa, and in yakhush and adam tapalama, and in nimochu tmeya. If it'll dissolve in water and it'll be reddish, it'll have a maradam, then it'll be tam. But if you have a chaticha, it's not going to dissolve. If a chaticha is basa, you put it in poishur and put it in warm water for 24 hours. That's what the Gemara says later." The Tata Lamayim in the Mochu Tameyon, there's about 15 lines for the top of Chabbeis on Beis. And the Mishnah says on the third line, the second Mishnah in the Perikis, on Pelos and the Klippa from the Tzark and the Nafar, Tata Lamayim in the Mochu Tameyon. So the Gemara says you put in a mind portion. That's about the 15 lines for the top of Chabbeis on Beis. The line begins with the word Tata Lamayim in the Mochu Tameyon. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis thinks that it's a misprint in our Gemara. That should be a caption for the Mishnah. Tata Lamayim, we're going to get to that Gemara. Tata Lamayim, the line begins on Chabbeis and Beis. Tata Lamayim and Limochu Tmeyo, there should be two dots before Tata Lamayim and two dots after Tmeyo. And that's a piska from the Mishnah, Omer Esh Lokish, and Esh Lokish is commenting on the Mishnah. The way it's printed in our Gemara is Tata Lamayim and Limochu Tmeyo is the last line of the Braisa. So he says it doesn't make any sense. We'll have to read that Braisa. So it's not supposed to be the last line of the price. The doctors, they asked the Reifim, and the Reifim said that this is, she has something inside of her that's Mapelus Kiminsaris Adumas, period. That's the end of the price. And it's not Dam, and it's not a Leda, and there's no Tumim. Then the Mishnah quotes, then the Gemara quotes a caption from the Mishnah, Tatalamai, Mimni Mokut Tmeo, or Shlokish, but Poshrim. Then the Gemara says, how long do you have to have it? So the Gemara says, maybe Meslites, for 24 hours, fine. So if you have a reddish color klipa saira offer yachushin and it'll dissolve in water and it'll be reddish, so that's called the riyazda. Even though when it came out from her body it was a solid form of nimochu, if it'll dissolve, it'll become put off mapel's chaticha. The chaticha's basa is not going to dissolve. So that's why the Rabbana hold that it's not the tamid isha. The chaticha's basa is not called up. And Rav Yudah does not hold this. Rav Yudah holds whatever has a maradam, even though it's in a solid state. It's not in a liquid state, and it cannot liquefy. It cannot dissolve if you'll be hold it in water. So Rav Yudah is the tamid. That's the first pshat in Mar Yudah. Mar is going to shlag it up from the rice, but that's not good. The next, Rabbi Yechanan Amar, the second white line, and from following it out, Rabbi Yechanan says no. If it would be a chaticha shetal min adomin, if the chaticha, that's on chafal from an aleph, on the second white line. So Rabbi Yechanan says, if she's mapelos chaticha, and you see that it has a married domin, one of the dalim married domin, then the rabbanim would agree that it's katamin. He cannot dissolve in water. Why maishna? Why is it different from the klipa and the saira and the offer? That it's only mitame if it will be the baruch. The gemara is going to shlag it up. They're both wrong. It's a brisa that contradicts Shmuel and the same brisa contradicts Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan says even if it won't dissolve, it's a chaticha. If you know what color it is, as mirit mini domin, then even the rabbanim would agree to mitame. And if it shall shard minim, if it's shall shard minim domin. If it's a different color, not a reddish color, matelus chaticha, different color, is divya hakotar, then there's not going to be a machlokes. So when is there a machlokes that being rabbanon? The nechlu kele sheipil veini das mahipil. A chunk came out, and it got lost somehow. It flushed it down the toilet or whatever. She didn't have a chance to look at it. So the machlokes of Yudin Rabbanon is, we're guessing what color did it properly have. So Rabbi Yudin claims, Zilbasa roif chatiches, the roif chatiches shadal bini donim habi. So since it's the roif is like that, so it's metamia. And the rabbanim disagree. There is no such roif. Lo yaminin. You don't have a right to assume roif chatiches shadal bini donim. So that's the two interpretations. Shmuel interprets the Rabbi Yudah. We don't pass on the Rabbi Yudah, but we have to know Rabbi Yudah not to know what the rabbanim says. Rabbi Yudah only says. Beikach or Beikach Tmeo, even any madam, Amapelos Chaticha, but any madam, the woman is Tmeo. Why? Because only if that Chaticha has a Maradam, and even though it cannot dissolve in liquid, somehow it's Mochama than Klipo and Syra and Ofer, and Yafushin, that they're wrong with Tame if it can liquefy. It's a Pella. So maybe Rabbi Yudah holds that's Machlekas. I mean, Rabbi Yudah Mishmol says that is the machlokes Rabbi Yudah Rabban. So probably Rabbi Yudah the Tanya will disagree with the Tatal and Maimon, the Mochit Man. I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Yudah will disagree. And Rabbi Yechanan says that even the Rabban will agree. That if the Chaticha has a Maradam, it's Tamei, even though the Chaticha cannot dissolve in liquid, it'll be Tamei. If it has a maratah, or even Rabbi Yudah will agree that it's not tamei, and the machlokes says he didn't have a chance to look at the chaticha. Rabbi Yudah claims that the roif chatichas, how much of a survey could they have? Hey, how many women are matlos? Let's take a survey all over the world, millions of women. So Rabbi Yudah claims that the roif roif chatichas that will get ripped out from the body of a woman will be maratah. And the rabban said there is no such roif. Then the Gemara rejects the whole thing. That Rice said it contradicts both of them. So what's the machlokes? Ella, three lines in the bottom of the omen. Ella, the Gemara says, Ella, I'm not my Yitzchak. It's a different machlokes. Epshel psichas akever, v'loi dam kol mifli. The kever means the rechem of the woman, and the baby comes out from it. So psichas akever means that the what do you call it when the cervix is dilated? That's called psichas akever. So usually when the baby is going, I think it has to be dilated 10 centimeters or something. Forget that. So when the cervix dilates 10 centimeters, so that's when the baby will come out. Usually when the woman goes to the hospital for labor, so the nurses check how dilated she is. So they don't call the doctor until it's holding by the end. Sometimes holding by the end, so they tell the woman, hold your breath, don't breathe, and wait till the doctor comes from New Jersey, whatever. They're afraid the baby will be born without a doctor. Okay. So that's called the dilation of the cervix. It's called psichas akever. So Rabbi Yudah has a chiddush that whenever there's psichas akever, even though a blood doesn't come out, even though a baby doesn't come bouncing out, a chaticha comes bouncing out, still a psichas akever will always cause Riyas Dab. And the Rabbanah disagree. The Rabbanah say, no, only in the Eishim Madam. If any in Madam, no. Why? Because that's the Machlokes. Is there such a Ruba Dalei Sekaman? E'efshel psichas akever v'loy dam? doesn't necessarily mean e efshet. It's never possible. Rove, you go baser up. So Rabbi says the rove is whenever the cervix is dilated, it will be dumb. And the Rabbanah deny. So the Gemara quotes, "We look at the Tana in time. It's a machloek the Satana." So the Gemara quotes a case. That's where we started with yesterday. If a woman has a sofik lego, so she brings a chata soif abola sofik. And what does it say in the Chumash? So she brings the kevis liyor. There's not a problem. If she's not a yoledes, the woman had was mappled something and it's a suffix, whether it was a blood or not a blood, and she didn't look at it. The doctor didn't look at it to ascertain whether it had a tzuris of blood, whether it was 42, 43 days or less than that. So she'll be a suffix to male liyor levoy. So there's a din. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk that you bring the oilas yoledes, he can bring. If she's not yoledes, then let it be an adova. And the chata is normally you can't bring chatas an adova. So here we say you should let her bring a chata soif abola soif. And it's only in the case of mchusik kippur, because if you won't, it's a pasuk. Because if you won't allow her, then she'll be suffering. He or she will be suffering pamid yoledes boy. So it's like zevus akasa from a pasuk. So the Gemara has a brisa. Kosh stoshnayim. The woman had dam koshi 2 days in a row, but the shlishi he pilo, and the third day something came out. The any adas, she didn't look at it to know mahi pilo. She doesn't know whether it is. Was it a vlad? Did it have a tzuris of vlad or not? So what's the suffix? Maybe she's a yoledes. And if she's a yoledes, then we assume she's not a zova. Why? Because that's a din of dam koshi, hasamach leleda is not medame. But if it was, if the vlad did not have a tzuris of vlad, so there's no din of yoledes, so then she'll be tamei or zava. But we don't know whether there was damana. So we don't know if there was a vlad. And maybe that there was not even a vlad, there was no dama on the third day. If there was a dama on the third day, then she's just a zava tana. Zava tana is not believed to bring a set of karbaras. Only a zava gleda is believed to bring the set of karbaras. So the Tanakhama says, Arez a suffix lady, suffix ziva, she's a suffix. She's a suffix whether she's a yoledes, suffix maybe she's a zava, maybe she's neither. So she brings the carbon vein and echo. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, he says, Medea carbon vein echo, why is it about dois? Why is the carbon echo? She yepshala psicha sakeva baloidam. It's about dois. Either there was a ledo. She doesn't know whether the carbon that she's bringing is a carbon yoledes. It's kind of going to be the same carbon. Kevis echad le oila ben yon atar lachatos. It's the same carbon for yoledes and for a zava. So if she had a nafel on the third day, she didn't look at it. If she had a nafel, then she's a yoledes, and there's no din of a zava. And if it was not a nafel, then there's a din of tumas. Then there's a din of a vada din of zova. Why is it a vada? Maybe there was no dam. So Rabbi Yeshua insists, Yevshe b'sichas akavalei dam. She knows that something came out, so he claims Yevshe. Rabbi Moshe has an achuva, he proves from the Gemara. Yevshe b'sichas akavalei dam does mean 100% vadois. How can it be that Rabbi Yeshua and the other, and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, they hold that it's a vadois that there's dam? And the other ones hold it's not even a suffix. The other Tanam hold Yevshe b'sichas akavalei dam is not even a suffix. How can it be so far apart from each other? So he says, no. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa hold, Yevshel Psichas together below Dam, the rov is, it probably will be Dam. And the Chachamim say they're not convinced that there's a rov, it's only a suffer. As far as they're concerned, it's only a suffer. So here on this topic of Yevshel Psichas below Dam, this is a famous tshuva in the Rabbi Yehuda that the tshuva was. What if the psichas akeber was not because the rechem was pushing out a chaticha? Normally, why does the cervix dilate 10 centimeters when the baby is born? Because the baby is gigantic. So in order to accommodate the baby, they should be able to come out. So the cervix keeps on getting open, it keeps on getting bigger and bigger, and then the baby squeezes his way out. So when the baby comes out, he rips out from the lining. So there's a bucket full of dam. So when a woman is mapelas chaticha, also, when the psichas hakev it opens up, well, what is it opening up for? It's opening up so the chaticha will be able to squeeze out. So Pashim Shad, the Epshel Psich HaSakev Beloitav doesn't mean that it's a reflex action. Because he did Psich HaSakev, it causes dam. No. If the cervix dilates because the body is pushing something out, it's pushing out from the lining. So it ripped off from the lining. So Benoit Shemoilam, the Mishnah increases, the Gemara increases, talks about a theoretical case, Lady Yereshva. A woman has a Lady, and then there isn't a drop of dam. So that's impossible. So the Gemara says, if such a thing were theoretically possible, she can still have Yimei Tumah Yimei Tam. 7 days and 33 days, we ignore it. It never happens like that, even if it would have been a Lady Yereshva. But we always know there are always a Ruba, the Ruba, there are always his dam. It's not a Lady Yereshva. So the Gemara assumes over here also, Rabbi Yehuda Sheet in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Sheet in this Braisa, that eat epshel psichas hakev loydam, because why was there a psichas hakev? Because of pushing something out. Where did it get the thing? Did someone put it in? No. It was growing, some kind of a growth on the lining. Growth on the lining, when it rips off, so it's going to rip off dam. That's the pushup shot. So the Nebbi Yehuda is machma not so. The Nebbi Yehuda says, what if the doctor inserts some instrument and he stretches the cervix because he wants to go in further? It's artificially stretching the cervix, not because something is pushing its way out. A chaticha, like an Uber pushes its way out, so the chaticha. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a reflex reaction. If even psichas hakevah mibachutz, that's what those who disagree hold, no, only psichas hakevah mibachutz. If something is pushing its way out, like an Uber, so even if it's a chaticha, so you assume the chaticha ripped off the lining. So that's why. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Lashon HaGemara is mashma, the psichas hakevah, it's a reflex action, the stretching, the dilation of the cervix. Causes as a reflux action, causes riyazdam, and even if it was done in bachutz by an instrument, nothing pushing its way out, it'll also be a needle.
Up if it's 10 centimeters?
No. So that's the Gemara increases. On Daf Yud Amud Aleph, this is a discussion here. This Gemara increases has this discussion. So the Gemara says, you don't always say, Yavshel Psichas HaKev Lagam. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So when is it that you don't say Rebbe Kivegar on the bottom of the page? There increases. Quotes a Gersa from the Rashbo, I think, in the first Abayis. Here, on the Afyura Manala, Rebbe Kivegar Yidulian Ashas writes, the Kavash Malan, that sometimes you can have Psichas HaKeva B'Leidam. So increases the Yud Mem Aleph, the last line of the page of Kivega writes, the Dibri Arashbo B'Taras Abayasarach quoted by the Beis and in Kuptar Galit Mavur Oilo Agir Sirkan Kamash Malon La the Goma Tzurosoi Miftach Tvei of La, that's more than 40 days pregnancy will push out, that's considered a Psichas HaKev. It's not going to be 10 centimeters, it will be something less. However, Pachas Mimen, if the whole pregnancy was less than 40 days, lo niftach tvei. It's not going to open up enough that it should be considered a psichas hakev. And that's what the Shulchan also has such a use, and the Gemara increases. That sometimes you don't apply this klal of yavshel psichas hakev leidam. You have to know how much it has to be dilated. So that's a shaila. How do you determine how much it has to be dilated? So Moshe has the keys. Moshe has a chili, has a keys that is a Mishnah in Chulin, in Behem Al-Kash, in the fourth period, that says, Tuma Blua is not the topic. Let's say a woman is pregnant, the baby's jumping around, and she goes to the doctor, the baby's not jumping anymore, the doctor says the baby's dead. So are all the people in the room Tame? So Umar says, no, since the Uber is inside the woman, that's called Tuma Blua is not the topic. Or who had the name of Mishnah is Tara Blua. If the woman is pregnant with a live baby, she goes to a cemetery, she goes to a funeral, she becomes tummy, but the Uber inside, that doesn't count. Tumma balua is kinisha. Whether the baby is alive is not the tummy. Tumma when she goes to the funeral, the baby is dead, it's not the tummy of the other people. So how long is it considered tumma balua? So the Mishnah is, where is the Mishnah? It should be in a hovis. This is already not, this is a Mishnah in Behema Kasha, that the cause mother Uber is inside, the dead Uber is inside the mother's rechem, is Tuma Blua. When the Uber is born, when it toxins out of mother's body, then he's Mitami Go. That's in the Tiut for Pasha's Parah. think it says in the piyut that paradum, everything is pelvic, everything is metami toher, and metar tmei. Everything is keneged asecha. So in the piyut they quote a lot of things that are startling. There's an iser eshishish, but if it's the pastor, then it's mutter. And there's an iser nida, but if it's bimei toh, dam toh, or is mutter. A whole bunch of things that are exceptions to the rule. So then it has one of the pelvic things that Piyut mentions. Hameis babayis, abayis toh, yotzim and abayis toh. How can that be? Hameis babayis. Because when the mace is in the house, all the people are toh. When they take the mace out, all of a sudden all the people become toh. It doesn't make sense. What is the Piyut referring to? They say the Piyut is referring to this Mishnah. This is a Mishnah Behemat Kasha. That if the woman if the woman has a dead fetus inside, so Ameis Babayis calls man that Uber is Mace is in the Desa Rechem of the mother, Abayis Tahar, because it's a tomb of Bulu Aslam Tame. Yotzim and Abayis, when the baby comes out of the mother's Rechem and he's inside the room, then Abayis Tahar, and everybody in the room will be Tahar. That's a Mishnah. So the one who wrote the Piyut wrote it in this funny style. So there's a Mishnah in Aholos, but this is repeated. It's Rav Moshe quotes the Pekiyas from Aholos. And the Mishnah says, what if the woman is holding by delivering the baby, and the nurse says that she's dilated 10 centimeters, then everybody, and it's a dead Uber, and it's a dead Uber inside. So then it's no longer called Tuma Balur. It's Tuma Balur calls Ma'an, the Rechem is closed. But when you have Psichas HaKever, I think that's the Lashon HaMishnah. When you have Niftach HaKever, when the cervix is dilated, then everybody knew him is tummy. So then the Mishnah says, and what's the shear? How much psichas akever? So the Mishnah doesn't say 10 centimeters. The Mishnah says, kimalo pika. That is the width of the spool of thread that we used to have in the days of the Tanakh. So then Ramosha starts working on that. How wide is that spool of thread? How was the kimalo ha pika? The pika is the spool of thread. So Moshe says that since the Mishnah, since the Gemara uses the Lashon here, Psichas HaKever, the Epshon here, Psichas HaKever, like that. And the Mishnah in the Holmes uses the Lashon Psichas HaKever. And there it says that the Shir is Timelo Piko. So he assumes the same as over here. So the key is. So it's interesting. In the new, the Rebbe has a Balei HaNefesh. So when I was learning Nida, there was the old Balei HaNefesh. Then when we learned Nida in the Kerlum, there was the new Balei HaNefesh, Kapach's edition. So Kapach had Saviad that had all of the writing that we had plus much more. So in order that you should know what was added in his edition, he has everything is printed normally, and whatever didn't appear in previous editions was in bold print. And every page he added on another paragraph. It was missing here, there, and everywhere. The lines missing, words missing, paragraphs missing. Now I was told there's a newer edition that has even more. I don't have the very new edition. I have Kapach's edition. So in Kapach's edition, he has in bold print, they never had it before, that the Ravid writes this Harif, this Bikiyas of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And maybe you should depend on that, and then he says he doesn't think so. Even though the Lashon is exactly the same. Psichas HaKever, and there it says, when it's Niftach HaKever, then it's no longer called Tuma Blua, and everybody in the room is Tomei. And there he gives a Sheik and Rav Piko. So the Rebbe says, one might perhaps think that over here also, the Efshim Psichas HaKever is only Kimlo Pikos. He thinks that it's not true. He thinks over here it's a different shir. That's a big deal that the post can discuss. How wide does the doctor have to, if you're Koshish for this, how wide does the doctor have to stretch the cervix that it should be considered a Psichas HaKever, that it should cause this reflex reaction, that the Nodigihud thinks that's going to cause a riyazdam. But many disagree with the Nadi Yehuda. Many think that the Yevshev Sikh Leidam doesn't mean a reflex action because of the dilating of the cervix, but rather because of the ripping off of the Chaticha from the Rechem. Whatever rips off is going to cause a riyazdam. The Tosfos HaChof Aleph Nun Aleph, the Ramas Chaveina Nechal, it says that the Shaykh Lamed Beis, it belongs to the top of Lamed Beis. The Tosfos points out that these Tanoim in this Braisa are Shaloi Ka'alocha. We pass on Aleph. The Tosfos doesn't point it out. On Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph, we discussed that Mishnah Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, that if a woman is pregnant for 8 months, 8.5 months, and then she has a riyazdam, she becomes a nida. It's highly unlikely. She becomes a nida in the middle of the 9th month. And then 7 days go by. Then the next 11 days, she has the opportunity to become a Zohar Dalam. So she has Riya 3 days in a row, and then she has a baby. She has a Riya 3 days when she has kosher. She has a Riya 3 days in a row when she has labor pains. And then the baby is born after the third day. So that's what the Mishnah says. That Hamakach Koshsa Bimei Nida Tmeya Bimei Ziva Tohira. So that's the din. So the Gemara says, on Lamed Ches and Alta is a Machlekes Satanoim. And we paskin Ein Koshi Linefom. That's right smack in the middle of Lamed Ches and Alta. It has a tiny letter base. Omalahem, may a tiny Siddur Abonon, you're making a mistake. My Datayim Shin Nefomen. Ein Koshi Linefom. This din. The dam that comes out in Meziva, and there were labor pains, and then she gives the she gives birth to the baby later. So there's no din of Tuma Ziva. That's the Mishnah. Lamed Rabbah base doesn't apply if the Vlad is going to be born dead. Only if the Vlad is alive. That's how we pass it. So Tosis points out on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, the list Tosis that says Shai on the base. This Brisa does not agree. This Brisa does not hold like that Brisa Lahalom. This Brisa goes like the other dam. Yesh koshim in the form. So that's why this Brisa assumes that if it turns out if it turns out to be a Nefel on the third day, she gives birth to a Nefel, so it'll only be Tumas Yoledes because of the Nefel. She'll have the whole Melos with the Karbanos and the whole works and the whole story. But she won't have the din of the Brisa says that she won't have the din of Zava Gedola because Yesh Koshi Linefal, and we don't pass like that. We pass from that Ain Koshi Linefal, shall be both a Zava and a Yoledes. Because Nefal, somehow Nefal doesn't count. So then the Gemara Named Beis, on the third white line, Tana Rabbanan Hamapelas Chaticha, what picks up on the Mishnah? So the Tanakama says, Rabbi Yudah says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah here, because we assume that it's too small an opening. If it would be a bigger size Chaticha, it doesn't say what the size is. So we over here passing that only if Yeshi Madam, if any Madam, since a chatich is too small, so that's not enough to be considered a psichas hakev, that it should be gorim dam. So how do we pass him our parents' chaticha? Mieshim adam. If a little bit of dam comes out with the chaticha, then she'll be tmeya because of the dam that came out. So now the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, the third white line on Chaf Aleph on the days. Simchas was a Talmud of Rav Meir, so he always quotes the name Rav Meir. Korah. They say the chaticha doesn't have any dam with it on the outside. You rip both of the chaticha and there's dam inside. The dam inside the chaticha didn't touch the base of rechem when it came out. The chaticha came out touching the base of rechem. The chaticha is mafsik. It's like a chatzitza between the dam shebetoko and the kosle base of rechem. So the simcha soimim mishum Rav Meir, kore, you rip open the chaticha and the eish dam betoko tameyo, you maf tohor. Wow. This is Kirabon Radif of the Rabban. Kirabon of the Amma Yakshim Sikhav Beloy Dam. Simcha is saying, and Rab Meir, he disagrees with Rab Yudah. It's not enough of a Psichas. We passed him, Yakshim Sikhav Beloy Dam, if it would have been a bigger Chaticha. But here it's too small a Chaticha, so it's not going to cause Riyaz Dam. So the Rabbanan said, the Rabbanan Amekel in the Mishnah, if any Madam, Tahira, you have to have Dabke Dam on the outside. Simchas is saying, "Ochumer neim Rameir, v'adifam the Rabbanu mocha amadim asari ima en b'teich aloif." The dam is inside; it's a chatzitza. The Simchas are afilu b'toch. What happens? You can't open the chaticha, and there is no dam. Hamapelas chaticha b'achon amikoret im tocha ma'adim t'meir. If it looks reddish in the inside, looks reddish also on the top. Looks reddish on the inside, even though there isn't even dam on the inside, is also tocha ma'adim. What if the chaticha itself has a mare dam? So that the Gemara says on Chafal Menam, the Gemara rejected both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. That the Rabbanon would be mitahir in such a case, even though the chaticha has a mare dam. But what is mitocha ma'adim? means if you squeeze it, you'll be able to get dam. There isn't really any dam. It's like dam in the capillaries. If you squeeze it, then you make a dam shapirish. That's what he says. Rav Acha is the next time. He's more machman than Simcha, says name Rav Meir. If betocha dam, there's a little bit of dam. And Rav Acha says, even tocha ma'adim, a bigger chum. So what the Gemara says, it's kesumchas v'adifam v'simchas. It's like simchas that even dam inside. I don't say the chaticha is a chatzitza, but it's at mocham and at simchas. Simcham says tocha dam. Rav Acha says even tocha ma'adim. You know, if you squeeze it. Tanya Rech, there's a third brisa. Apelis chaticha. Yesh bo etzem. It's a different story. If it has a bone, then it's called a ledo. Then it's called a ledo. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes a fourth brisa. By the tiny letter Gimel, Amapelis, showing somebody came, they presented a price, Amapelis Chaticha Levona Korim Yesh Ba'etzim Nimit Me'elesh. That's the same. What's the fifth price? Amapelis Chaticha Korim Yesh Ba'dam Ogur Me'el. The same as Sumchas V'kilo Mikulum. Same as Sumchas, like the dam inside the Chaticha, even though the Chaticha is a Chatzitza between the dam and the Kosh Lagesh Alechem, it's called the Riyah. You have to have a whole puddle of dam inside. You have to have dam ogre b'tov. You have to have a few drops of dam, that's not enough. You have to have a whole pocket of dam. Dam ogre b'tov. So the Gemara says, kisumchas v'kilum v'kulum. He's more mekel than the other versions. Because Rav Acha held like sumchas v'adifam v'sumchas, more machman. Like sumchas even tocha ma'adim. If you squeeze it, you'll get a dam. Even though there is no dam right now. And this brisa, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He says only if ogur dam ogur betoyf to me. So he's more male. So that's what the Gemara is going to pick up on this thing. Sumchas seems to say name Rav Meir that even if there's a chatzitza between the dam and the kosle beis arechem, what's the chatzitza? The dam is inside the chaticha. The chaticha itself is whitish. It's not dam. But if there's dam, either tipas dam, or ma'adim, mocham, or dam roga b'teuchem, or mekom, the three different versions, the dam inside is matam of the isha, even though there's a hatzitza, the basur is mafsik, so it doesn't bother me. So the Gemara is going to ask a shayla, really, even though there's a hatzitza, it's called a miyas dam, so the Gemara has a shayla, where is it done? Oh, that line, yeah. Right after the Gemara quoted the price, right after the line with a small letter dalet, it's Boy Minei Rab Yirmiyah Mirab Zera. The line begins with the word Rab Zera. Boy Minei Rab Yirmiyah Rab Zera. This is the Rab Yirmiyah that threw him out of the base match because he's always clearing Shabbat. So this is an important Shabbat. Haray Adam Mishra Feres Mal. The woman inserts a straw into the Rechem and she takes that down. And the dam is inside the straw. And the dam didn't touch the kosle beis arechem. The dam went from the bayis apnimi into the bayis achitz. The rechem didn't push it out, so there's no hargosha. So it's not going to be a nida deraisa. There's probably a shayla with the rabbanon. If whatever the rechem, let's say the doctor scrapes the lining inside, and because he scraped it, he causes dam. But that's not called hargosha. The way the ragachover defined hargosha. The ragachover said hargosha means that since she has this sensation. She's nauseous and so on. So this is an indication that the rechem is pushing out the dam. But if the doctor tracked out the dam, so according to the Ragachova definition, the most it can be is going to be a nida derabban. So the same over here, she puts in a straw into the rechem and she scrapes part of the dam, she takes it out. That dam came from the bicep, namely to the bicep pizza. It's dam and amokar, right? This is the dam and amokar from the lining. But it didn't roll out, it didn't touch the kosle beis arechem. So that's what he asks a shayla. Boy, menei Rab Yirmiyah, Rab Zera, Roy Dam Shoras Mal. Should I say b'psar, but lo b'shvel feres? Because there's a hatzitza. That's what Rashi says. Because there's a hatzitza. Rashi writes b'psar. Dam yezay b'psar shiotze derech koisle b'nserechem. Vein mafsik. There's no dova mafsik. So should I say over here, since it's a dover mapsik, it's a chatzitza, So it's not the tame. Or do you say you don't? It's irrelevant. Bibsar Ramachmanu below Bishwa Ferris because of Hefsik and Chatzitza and Dilma. Bibsar tells you that the tame if name Kimakus. Amalei, I think the din is Bibsar below Bishwa Ferris. Sure.
If Paul Shalos the Rabbanim because there was no percussion anyway, it was more or less the Bibsar below Bishwa Ferris.
Yeah, in a different case. Yeah, that's Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about a different case. A woman keeps on having Riyaz Da'at, so she can't get married. So she can't remain married to the husband, she never die. So he discusses the possibility of doing a surgery and putting some plastic apparatus inside her body in such a way that all the Da'at that's going to go, you have to ascertain where's the borderline between the Bais Achim and the Bais Achitza. When the Da'at crosses over that borderline, that's where Shlomo Zalman has a whole shul, I think it's in the first Tumen. The first, not Tumen, Noah. The first volume of Noah. So Shlomo Zalman wrote a very long shul. So first he discussed where's the borderline between the Bais Achim and the Bais Achim. So we thought we had a Gemara where it said the Feirish, that is the Shinaim. The Shinaim is the cervix. So that when the Dam comes from inside of the Shinaim to outside, Moshe seems to say that the Shinaim itself is Kilofnim Dami, Moshe said. So that's the borderline. The end of the cervix is considered the borderline between the Bais Achim and Bais Achitz. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm sure, talks about that. He raises the possibility that maybe it's deeper. Maybe the borderline between the Bais Achim and Bais Achitz is further in past the Shinaim. So he wants to suggest they should put an apparatus, a plastic apparatus, that any time that will come in Amakar should go through a tomb. And it'll come naturally. The rechem will push out the dam, it'll come naturally. But a dam will always go through it too, till it goes out of the woman's body. So we'll never, there'll always be a chatzitza between the dam and the koisle beis harechem. The chatzitza is needed at the border point, at the line where you cross over the border from the bais apnimi into the bais achitza. So that case will be a shalut deraisa.
Because there was
a hargosha there. There was a hargosha, yeah. If the rechem is pushing it out. This case, where you put a shmaferes, according to the Rav Chava's definition, of what Hagosha is always about, the maximum it can be is going to be at the Rabbanim. So that's how Rashi seems to look. So the Gemara says, but don't you have a right from Sumcha, Sumcha, Sanam, Shem, Rav Meir? You have the Chatichan, there's Dam inside, Dam Ogre inside, Madim inside, three different versions of what Rav Meir meant over here, whether Dam, or Dam Ogre, or Madim. And you see that the Chatichan is not a Maradam, and it doesn't bother me that there's a Chatzitz. The Gemara says, no, maybe that's normal. That's min b'mina in a chotzitz. The Beis HaRechem is basar, and this is a chatich as basar, so that's normal. But if you have a shvaferis, a plastic shvaferis or a paper shvaferis, maybe that is a chatzitz. That's how Rashi learns the shayla. The shayla is one of chatzitz. The Gemara, though, at the top line of Chalbeis HaMenala, the Gemara is quoting Braisa. Was interpreting that the issue involved is whether Dr. Shalish Lewis Dam Khatiha or Masaba, a Dr. Shalish Lewis Dam Khatiha. Shalif and Dr. Lewis or a Dr. Lewis. So that's what the Tesvi HaRosh quotes the Sarmi Kutzi. I think this is quoted in the Eruday. The Sarmi Kutzi. Here it's 1, 2, 5 lines from the bottom in the Tesvi HaRosh and Chafal HaBeis. Probably in the Rosh in the back also. But the Sarmi Kutzi interprets the Gemara. The Gemara originally started off discussing a topic of chatzitza. Maybe I should say that the shvaferes should be mapsed, chotzitz, in between the dam and the koslei. Then the Gemara backs out from that version of chatzitza. The Gemara says it's a different story. Since it's an irregular way, it's ain't darker shalisha, there is dam inside a chaticha, so that's why it doesn't count. Not because of why did the Chachamim in the Mishnah insist that you have to have the Yeshima Dam? They don't hold like Simchas and so on. They don't hold that inside is also Metam. Is that because of Chatzitza? Or is it because not? In Darker Shalish Liris Dam Chaticha. If it's an irregular way, so who are the Nami? If Sami Kutzi says, let's say there's no Chatzitza, but the Dam is coming out in a very irregular way. So he says, that'll also be Torah. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Kula of the Sami Kutzi. That's why Shlomo Zalman has a long arichas on this gemara. What exactly was the ibaya? Ibaya lahu. Boy b'nei Rabbi Yirmim Rabzer Harei Dam Shofers Ma. What exactly was this? So Rashi learns because of chatzitza, and Sami Kutzi learns lefi amaskana is because it's ain't dark, it's irregular. Gemara has over here, about 10 lines from the bottom of Chav Beis Amin Aleph. Boy Minei, the line ends with the word Bo. Boy Minei, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Loz. One Amar asks the other one a shot. What's the din Dam Yavish Mahu? Dam comes out of the Gufa Isha, but it doesn't roll out in a liquid form. He also is like Dam Rahman. Adimeidiv, Dayiv, Lay. It has to roll out in the liquid form. Lachen Yavish Loy. Maybe it's only called the Riaz Dam. When it comes out in liquid form. I do more haki yosim zaytam, we're working in milsi. Normal way is that it's liquidy. The other my friend, the Yavishnah. I'm late to the Yisulitz of the Ferish and Mishnah. Damani does metami lacho yavish. A Mishnah by a fair damani. The Gemara says, no, that's not a riot. Means, maybe that Mishnah means if the dam came out lach. If the dam came out, it was lach. And then it dries out later. You leave it in the sun, it's going to dry out. So then it still retains the tumut. But the shad is, what if it came out from the body yavish? Is that called a riyaz damana? Mora says, Lach v'nasa yavish lo kama boili. That I know they did. Lach v'nasa yavish. I want to know, ki kama boili yavish meikor. When it came out from the rechem, it came out yavish. So the Gemara says also on Mishnah, Hanami tenisua. What does it say in the Mishnah? The second Mishnah, and Chofal of Manalp, the third one. Really a separate Mishnah. Amapelis kemin plipa, kemin tsari, kemin ofik, kemin yabchushin adumin. The dam comes out in a solid state. So the Mishnah says, Tatka Lamaim, you should try to dissolve in the water. In the Moch, if it dissolves, then it's a Hechocha that is really Dam and Amokha. In Lav, if it doesn't dissolve, even though you left it in a potion, they slays, it doesn't dissolve, then it's not Dam and Amokha, then it's not Vitami Yisha. So the Gemara says, you see from the Mishnah, that even though the Dam came out in a solid form, if it can dissolve in water, so that has a din of Dam. It's called Ki Yosef Zayv Dama, even though the Dam was Yavish. That's the Gemara's Maspah. So then the Gemara asks, if that's the din, he hochi, on the top line of base on the base, he hochi, you've just established from the Mishnah that even though the dam comes out in a solid form, and it's not kiyozim zaydam, it's not liquidy, the pasuk is labdavka, it's urcha de milsa. Normally, dam comes out in a liquid form. But just prove that even if the dam comes out, solid form is also tam. So why does it say in the Mishnah, you try to dissolve it, and if it doesn't dissolve, then it's tar. If it doesn't dissolve, then it's tar. Why? But it has a mara dam. So say the dam in a solid form is also dam. And for the Gemara, no. It has to, if it doesn't dissolve, it's a chacha, then it's not dam and amok, it's something else. It's some other kind of figure of a jig. If it dissolves in liquid, if you'll soak in a liquid potion for 24 hours, and they slays, if it dissolves, then it's a chacha that is dam and amokas, even though it came out in a solid form. Kevin Cyrus, Kevin Plitus, Kevin Yavchush and Adumim, it'll still be metame. But if it doesn't dissolve, then it's a chacha that is not dam and amokas. What is it? So the Gemara tells our Bryson. That's on the top line on Chav Beis on this. E hochi, once you've just established that Kiyosef Zed Dom is not to be taken literally, it doesn't have to come out in a liquid state. Even if it doesn't dissolve, let it also be metame. Everything more, no, kilod mocha, very bifnei atzmihi. It's a different thing, it's not damana mocha. Something was growing in the body. Mika ki ha gavna, there is such a thing. The thing's growing in the body. And ratani, yes, we have a price. I'm Rav Loz, Rav Tzadik. Shnei mais me'el abim mit Tavoy. His father was Rav Tzadik, father lived in the city of Tavoy. So when he came to Yavne, he told over to the Chachamim two shayos that he had. My father didn't know. Abba Shalva Chachamim. Abba didn't know. Chachamim Shalva the right. We are Malahem. Ish is a makiyesh to return. But yeah, Hashem Meno, Mapila, Mapelas, Kimin, Plipos. Then what does the next line say? Tata Lamayim, Yimokhu Tmeya. No, he's telling over a story that the doctor said, Ish is a makiyesh to return. Yeah, Hashem Meno, Mapelas, Kimin, Plipos. It's not done at all. So that's where Ephraim Zalman says you have to cross out the next line. Tata Lamayim, Mokh Tameya, that's not part of the Psaq. The Psaq was that the woman is Tahira. And then the Brisa continued. The Shumaisa Vishu Shoisa, Mapelas Kimin Cyrus Adumas, Oh, Vishola, Sad Rabach Shah, Chacham Chan Merayfim. Amulam Shumi Eshla Vitahmeya, Shimimena Makila, Mapelas Kimin Cyrus. And then the Brisa, we have it, says Tata Lamayim, Mokh Tameya. No, that's not what the doctor said. The doctor said to Tahira. The doctor said that she has a growth. Shuma, yes, lo tell me, she's had some kind of a growth. Shuma means a growth that usually a lot of hair grows on. If she has a growth, so also Cyrus, red color here is growing from inside of her rechem. So that's what Rav Zalman says. The next line, top of the mind, that should be a caption from the Mishnah. The two gats before, two gats after. And the first time it says, top of the mind, you should just cross out. It simply doesn't belong there. The Mishkan Es Yankev has a children where he quotes this from Rav Zalman Magon. I wonder if they have it in the back of the Gemara. Someone should mention. That's what he says. There's a misprint in the Gemara. Maybe we will stop here. Let's see. Sunday people are free to, I plan to be back before Shabbat. Sunday people are free to learn. So maybe we'll learn 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
Do you ever plan to be here on next week?
I plan to be here next week. Yeah. I think so. We're not going to finish the whole sit down. So finish something.
What time's the flight?
My flight is 2:30 from Newark Airport.